Psalm 106, verse 1. Just keep your Bibles open because there's something interesting that you're going to see here. We're going to flip through a few places in Psalms real quick and then come back to Psalm 106, so don't lose your place, and go back through the same passages. Psalm 106, verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Now watch. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You'll also find that very same thing nestled with some other psalms in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. But, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You see it? Now look at Psalm 107 and verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Look at it again in Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. And then it occurs again in Psalm 118 at the end, but there's nothing following it. Then go to Psalm 136, verse 1, and you'll see it one more time. Psalm 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You see that? Now, that's interesting to me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because we didn't read Psalm 118, and repeated in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, 6 times, same phrase. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Do you think maybe that God wants us to remember that phrase? Because if it shows up 6 times in your Bible, the only time it's ever changed is instead of for his mercy endureth forever, it says because his mercy endureth forever. He's saying the same thing over and over again in these places. Well, I believe that the Lord wants us to know to give him thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. What's tomorrow? Thanksgiving, right? Give thanks. And so what we don't want to do is wait till one time of year to remember, oh yeah, by the way. What we really want to do is we want to wake up in the morning thanking God. It just sets the whole day in a different perspective. And when you end the day, you want to thank God. And throughout the day, right? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But if you start that way and end that way, it's something about the day that's just going to be totally different. Now he says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for he is good. That is the nature of God. He is good. Do I even have to ask you? Hasn't God been good to us? You know the Mark Rogers family. And he comes in, he's preached here 2 or 3 times and plays the piano and his family sings. All right, and his wife sings one song on the last CD that they had when they came here. That's called God is Good. God is good. 3 little words. I suppose everybody in this room, except for somebody that's just really young, has said those 3 little words. And it is not uncommon to hear those 3 words from somebody who has benefited from all the blessings of the Lord and things are going well. But in the song she sings this, she says, what really takes my breath away is when I hear those 3 words from somebody who has, right, is in tears and something tragic has happened. And then they say, through their tears, God is good. You know why? Because God doesn't change even though our circumstances do. God is good and he's good all the time. God is good. And he says, so, oh, give thanks to the Lord if you can think of no other reason than just to know that God is good. And then he says, for his mercy endureth forever. May I tell you something? I am consciously aware today of the need for his mercy. When I was at home praying before I left to come here today, I was reviewing with the Lord and praying with the Lord and considering things with the Lord and realized how merciful God has been up to and including this very day with me. And I'm very thankful for that. And truly, we should all be. You know, there's a segment of our of Christians who get to the place where they just simply believe they're no longer in need of God's mercy because they're no longer sinning. This flesh is incorrigible. We put off the old man, right? Yeah. Put off the former conversation, put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, what? Which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. We're in need of mercy all the time. And that's why the Lord tells us to come boldly under the throne of grace. We may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I don't ever know a time when I'm not in need of His grace and mercy. And you know what He said? His mercy endureth forever. Aren't you thankful for that? Aren't you thankful for that? You know, daily, we should rise to thank Him and end the day in thanksgiving. I had a friend that called me today distressed. 3 weeks have been very trying in his life. And he's young in the Lord and trying to get his feet under him. And he was talking about the thing that really was taking him down. And I just simply asked this, so how's your Bible reading going? He said, well, I haven't been reading my Bible. I said, you know what you need to do when you get, you are a disciplined person about other things like your exercise and time at the gym. You need this, time with the Lord and that time of thanksgiving. Now, what I want you to do is go back to where we started in Psalm 106 and notice this. Psalm 106, verse 1, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Now watch verse 2 in each of the passages that we read. Verse 2 says, who can, what's the next word? Utter the mighty acts of the Lord. Who can, next word, show forth all His praise. Look at Psalm 107. You already know the first verse. Second verse, let the redeemed of the Lord do what? Say so. All right, then look again with me in Psalm 118 at verse 1. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. All right, verse 2. Let Israel now, what's the next word? Say that His mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136, verse 1 is the same, for His mercy endureth forever. And then when you read down 2 all the way to the end of the chapter, you know what that psalmist is doing? He is recounting and proclaiming the mighty acts of God. In other words, when you read in each of these passages to give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, the next verse says, utter His mighty acts, right? Show, say, right? And say so. Do you understand that it's not just a matter of us giving thanks to the Lord, but it's a matter of us uttering and saying so and saying and recounting His mighty acts that others may know. You know God is good. There's some people out there that don't know that. They don't even, like the little boy in Australia that we read about, they don't even know He exists. Right? So when you are thinking of your thanksgiving or giving thanks, you know, the Lord said, when you're praying, I want you to pray in a closet. I'll hear you and reward you openly. When you give, I want you to do that where nobody else, you don't even know. Your right hand doesn't even know what your left hand is doing. When you're fasting, anoint your face so nobody even knows you're fasting. Don't let anybody know that. But when you're thanking God, you know what He said? Let other people know that. That's not a private matter. I mean, it should be in your meditations and in your devotion. But after that, we should be readily able to thank God. So whether we're here thanking God when I offer an opportunity for praise, or you're out there, it just comes off your lips. Folks need to know that God is good. Folks need to know that His mercy endureth forever. They do. So speak up and speak out when you're giving thanks, because it helps others while you're thanking God. Not too long ago, I think I mentioned to you, I know I told somebody this story just the other day, and so it's fresh on my mind. And it wasn't that long ago, I think, when I mentioned it to y'all. Perhaps not all of you were here. But years ago, there was a soldier that ended up with gangrene, okay, in his foot. What does gangrene do? It kills the flesh, and it works its way up the body. If they don't amputate you, right, or whatever, you're gonna die from the poisoning of gangrene. So in this case, the doctor was pretty sure that he could start taking away that dead flesh, right? To maybe save the limb if it would heal. And so the soldier said to the doctor, "Is it very painful to go through this? I'm praying for you." And the doctor said, "I'm an atheist." And every day the man would say, "You know, thank you, doctor. Thank the Lord. You wouldn't keep coming back if we weren't making some progress." And this went on for a long time. I don't know, a month or 6 weeks. I can't remember the exact time of the illustration. And one day the doctor came into the hospital room and there was no dead flesh to scrape away. New flesh was beginning to grow. And the doctor said, "Praise God!" And the patient said, "I thought you were an atheist." He said, "Well, I'm not so sure now." Do you understand? God is good, and other people who don't know that need to know that, and His mercy endureth forever, and other people who don't know that need to know that. And you know where they're going to hear that? From the lips of people who give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Father, thank You for an exhortation to really remind us how sometimes our witness is simply an expression of thanksgiving to You. And we ask You, please, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us not to keep this private when it's appropriate for us to make this expression for those who need to know just how good You really are. We are thankful that You're good, and we are thankful that Your mercy endures forever. We ask You to help us to do these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.